listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I wake up early in the morning, I mean early afternoon, break a lyrical hymn off the stem like boom. I'm flyer than when I'm higher, put my shit up on the tomb. That nigga represented on the 28th of June. I'm representing Philly on the 28th of June. I can make you feel that I'm a surreal cartoon with my pistol in the face of hip hop. Sick in your face because I'm on the paper chase. Yes, I'm on the paper chase. My Timberlands are fully laced. I'll be the Mr. Boogeyman with hit records from 1 to 25th to Japan. I lay the play like Johnny Hathaway and shake a hand. Your lady tried to kick it, but I couldn't play my man. My niggas, see, she didn't understand. Shake your hand, shit that hit the fan. Just think. What if you could blink? Just blink yourself away. And I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're live on another Saturday feedback episode of the show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews, which you guys did leave us some this week. Thank you so much. We appreciate everybody takes the time out to leave us those 5-star reviews because you don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
A bullet ball extreme. And on feedback episodes, we read your 5-star reviews. You can email us theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. We read those. You can leave comments on our website, theblackguywhotips.com. Go to each episode. There's a little section for you to leave comments. Go ahead and leave that comment. Let us know what you think. There's a poll on each episode you can vote in. You can also do stuff like leave us 5-star reviews on Stitcher. You can donate to the show. You can give us money. We appreciate everybody takes time out to do that. Mm-hmm. Just go on the front page, look on the right hand side, boom, there's a little column. Hey, you want to get some money? Boom. You can become a premium listener, theblackguywhotips.com/premium. If you ever have issues with your premium account, email us theblackguywhotips.com. Well, I'll do the customer service. We'll fix you right up. It's a one-stop shop for everything, guys, is what I'm trying to tell you. So make sure you guys do all that stuff. We appreciate everybody that does that stuff. And now to get into the people that gave us money.
Yes.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day.
New day. New Monday. Let's get into it.
Come on.
Nick Z, thank you so much for your donation.
Hey, baby.
Benjamin C, thank you so much. Not to be confused with the other Benjamin C that defends all the families and loses all his cases in Black history. Sorry. Bomani Jones, Rita Macy, Laura Ellenby, thank you very much. Laura E, sorry. Miss Hathaway, thank you so much. Renate M. Pete B, thank you. Olivia from Chicago, what's up, girl?
Hey, baby.
David in Brooklyn, what up, player? Thank you so much for your donations. Black Fam Press Comics, thank you. Ricky A, Pretty Ricky, what they call him. Laura F, thank you very much, Laura, for your recurring donation. Kalfani G, shout out to Kalfani. Chris from Hawaii, thank you, Chris. Brianna F, we appreciate you. April G, thank you so much, April. Mm-hmm. Tabitha M, thank you. Corey the Tickler, thank you very much, Corey. Conrad L, official first time recurring donator, and that's it for this week.
Every day gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine.
Nothing but clouds and a cloud in the heart and it feels like a coal mine.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day.
But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised? And tell me, my alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up my power that I can't explain.
Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower, and
I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still
I smile.
Come on.
Even though it hurts me, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
Hallelujah.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you look down. I sure would hate to see you give up now. You look so much better when you smile. right, let's get into five star reviews. We just got a few this week. We got one from N3KA Nika that says, please forgive me, five stars. I first started listening to podcasts in 2006 after being gifted an iPod Shuffle.
Come on, that shuffle.
At the time, Searching Black didn't turn up much, but through Kismet, after years of listening to Keith and the Girl, I latched on to Rod's funny calls and comments. Podcasts come and go, but it is with complete and utter confidence that I say that Rod and Karen truly are in a class of elite creators and have pointed me in the direction of so many others. I hope that they can forgive me for such a late review. If like me, you've been listening but haven't reviewed, do it.
Mm-mm. You on time. Like that's what I tell people. Anytime you show up, you are on time, baby.
As in the words of Jesus, you are forgiven. Okay. That's all you gotta do. Give us our five star review. It's all water under the bridge.
Ain't it though?
So good, five stars. Law Line 27 says, recharge my blackness battery. That's blackness battery. We out here trying to recharge people's blackness battery. I didn't even know that was possible, but you know what? I dig it. We also got one review on Stitcher that said, Trillest podcast on the internet, five stars by C-Dot. The Blackout Tips is an insightful and hilarious podcast. While the world wants you to believe that life is all black or white, Rod and Karen take the time to navigate the gray in the middle. Plus, they'll have you doing you at work doing that awkward laugh where you try to cover up with a cough and hope nobody heard you. That's what I'm trying to do. What's that say about so many people's jobs in America that we really be at work like, I just don't want to get caught laughing?
You know what? Like, that shit is real, because the second you get caught laughing, everybody wants to know what you're laughing about, what you're listening to. It's almost like jobs are designed for no fun. All jokes aside, like, the seconds, oh, this nigga having fun? How do you having fun at your job? How dare you?
Well, as I've always said, jobs pay you not to do shit.
Yes,
so,
they do.
You know, I get why, like, you know, like, jobs up there, like, I know you not, like, goofing off on the clock. Like, are you really doing your job? But it's just so, it just says a lot about the work environment that some people's biggest nightmare is, like, I hope I don't get caught out here laughing. We did get one five-star review for our Blackout Tips spoiler movie reviews. For those who don't know, that we put our spoiler movie reviews up to a point out on for free on iTunes and stuff now, so that people have a place to go when they go, y'all are movie critics? And we're like, yes, motherfucker. You know, because we usually just keep all our reviews behind a paywall, because we don't care if you care if we movie critics, we still reviewing these movies. But yeah, I was like, you know, we should put something out there just for people if they ever want to go, oh, you review movies, where can I find them? Well, now you know where to find some of them. And about once a month I upload probably like 30, 40, 50, depending on how many the bandwidth can take, episodes to this feed. And right now there's like 100 and, let me see how many we got out here, 157 reviews out there.
We've been reviewing, nigga.
That's not even close to where we're at. I mean, that's not even where we're at right now. Mm-mm. So we got actually a lot more before we even get close to current. But like that 157 is still, Little Boxes is the latest one on there, but for big movie releases, Coco. If you guys,
oh, Coco was so precious.
Yeah, that was like that last drop I put out there. Coco, Star Wars The Last Jedi, Roman J. Israel Esquire review I did with Chris Lambert, that was a long review where we had a lot of fun. Justice League, the infamous Justice League review was out there.
Come on.
Thor Ragnarok,
that, you know, was a ball to watch.
The Foreigner, Blade Runner 2049, It, Kingsman, The Gold Circle, American Assassin. There's just a lot of stuff out there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we got one five star review that says five stars by that number, the number J, who says five stars all the way. And that's it. That's all you gotta say. You don't gotta say a lot.
Short and sweet.
We appreciate it. That's it.
We do.
And then I didn't check to see if there were five star reviews for on Stitcher for our movie podcast. Let me give me 1 second.
Yeah, for those of you that are outside the United States, you leave your reviews, we get those too.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get those too. Sometimes we get them a few days later because I have to get a program to like email me the results of that. But when we get them, hey, I read them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So wherever you at in the world, leave us a five star review. I know we huge in Namibia. Okay,
come on.
So in Namibia, if y'all out there listening, shout out from your boy. Leave us a 5-star review. I'll read it on the air. All right. We have comments on the website. 1843, a little something of everything was our feedback show. No comments on the feedback show, but we did have a poll. Did you learn anything from the shoebox lunch? We had a shoebox lunch. Someone sent us the box from Detroit.
Yes, I like that box. I
believe it was Detroit Retiree Sims, I think it was the name.
Thank you for thinking about us, baby.
And it said, yes, some of it was new to me, or no, I already knew all that stuff. 10.5% of y'all knew all the stuff. 89.5% of y'all did not know all that stuff, and some of it was new. Some of it was new to me.
Me too. I'm in that 89%.
Yeah. CT said, I think the shoebox idea is really creative and a very nice way to introduce Black history into a dining experience. I loved it and learned a lot. Me too.
Yeah, because all jokes aside, I didn't even know the concept of the shoebox, like, stuff until you read it. I was like, wow, that's actually neat, but it makes complete sense.
Yep, it does. It's dope. Then we had episode 1844 where we had Allegra and Mariano on for the Core Temp Arts Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. It was called Hello Kush. We talked about a lot of stuff. It was fun.
It was a lot
just
of fun.
It was like catching up, you know, with friends. You just started talking. When we got done, I was like, I don't know if I did a great job of introducing them. I had to, like, you know, like I was thinking about it, I was like, cause it's just like, sometimes you just pick up with people and you start talking and it's like,
yes.
Oh shit. Did I do all the, oh wait, okay. So we did talk about their podcast. Okay. We did. Like I had to go back in my head and run it down cause I just remember talking and yeah, being like, oh, the show's over.
Right. We have a long ass phone conversation and ain't introduced nobody.
Right. Felix says the Jussie Smollett thing has been interesting to watch develop. I agree with y'all. If I'm wrong and he's lying, I'm gonna take the L, but until proven otherwise, I take him at his word. I don't see any reason why he'd lie about something like this. I'm not taking the Chicago police's word for it, knowing what they've done in the past. Kind of disappointed the number of folks who all of a sudden turned into criminal investigators, all because in this case it was a gay black man, because we know for a fact they wouldn't have had the same energy if it was a straight black man. Just telling on themselves at this point, and doesn't help with how the reporting on this is so skewed. Things are being disputed by those involved, but outlets are reporting the dodgy information hours later and making the headlines purposely inflammatory while only barely talking about the clarifications in their articles. Also, just interesting how folks are either not paying attention to or don't seem to care about who they have on their side with this case. No matter how skeptical I am about something, if I find myself on the same side as the ultra right wing or the alt right adjacent individuals, I'm gonna take a second and rethink things.
Come on, like that, like me and Roger talked about this. That's what I said. Like, if you start looking around and all of a sudden you see KKK robes and Brandon Cross and people talk about I don't like these women, you might want to reevaluate what side you on.
In any case, I hope everything turns out to be legit, and I'll wait to see how it shakes out. Yeah, my thing was not, my thing is just that I'm willing to believe him, and I'll believe the next person too, but same. You know, if somebody abuses that trust, that's kind of part of the game. And I mean, I'm not gonna like I think now we're, you know, this was on Sunday, and I think now we're at a point where, in my opinion, I believe that he lied. I think
same.
I think and I'm not, and to be fair, I was not one of the people that was like, you know, the police are just lying and framing him, because to be honest, he came to the police. It wasn't like the police said, we showed up at Jussie Smollett's house and we got all this evidence. And
right,
you know, when you frame somebody, like, he showed up to the police and the police then had a job to do. And I think it's kind of unfair to say to the police, we expect you to solve this crime. And then when they say, well, the actual thing that happened was this dude seems to have done this thing to himself,
mm-hmm.
and it's a hoax, and he wasted a lot of time and resources and public trust.
Right.
It's not fair to then go, well, fuck you, police. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, mm-hmm. That's just us being in denial that we don't want to see the truth. And I think a lot of the denial is fueled from the fact that people been online arguing about Jussie Smollett and arguing about LGBTQ rights, right. Arguing about black people versus MAGA people. They've been arguing for weeks now. Keep in mind, this happened like January 29th. So they've been arguing for so long that once this evidence started turning up that maybe this dude is lying, they had to stick to his lie. It's like you're doing his work for him because you don't want to take that L.
Right.
But that was the thing that I refused to do. I was never going to argue with anybody about this shit.
Dude.
Like, when I saw people talking about it and shit, if I saw them, like, going too far, I would just, like, unfollow, unfriend, mute, block, whatever I needed to do. Because I'm not gonna, I can tell the difference between the people that are coming from well, look, man, the story sounds fishy, and the people that are coming from man, these gays be out here doing all kind, these gay people need to apologize to us straight blacks and shit like that. Well, I'm like, okay, you're not really interested in any level of like justice or inquiry or getting to the truth. You just want to have a quote-unquote win against gay black people for some reason, or you want to have over these MAGA people that just want to win against black activists and shit like that. Well, why would I join the fray of arguing with those kind of people? They never are going to come to your side. You can't convince them that they're wrong. And if this would have turned out to be the truth, they would have still been mad at Jesse. If it would have turned out to be a lie, they still gonna be mad at Jesse. You just can't engage these people. You know, I'm sorry that some of y'all had to find out your friends was homophobic this way, but
right,
but it's better to find out this way than some other way. Better late than never, I guess.
Agreed.
D. Ramsey, PH Dalen says, fucking with black people, that teacher, she gets an F. Them babies standing up and advocating for themselves, 100. Farr says, that Lyft story is reminds me that Valerie Jarrett is on their board. Good things tend to happen when black women in positions of power. Yeah, I mean, if you're willing to give up some power and listen to black women, or, you know, diverse employees and shit, you're going to end up getting a better product than just a bunch of white people in a room fucking up.
Right. You even read an article that says if your employees are diverse as far as people of different races, background, creeds, colors, people of different genders, sexualities, young people, old people, the product is fucking better. Like they've done studies that were like, hey, if you look at the workforce and you be like, oh, damn, employees are all over the place, the product is better. Whatever you're selling, whatever you're doing is a bit, because you'll get perspectives that you would not get if this person wasn't there.
Yep. And EVE says, I really wanted to believe Jesse because the right has been emboldened to perpetuate acts like this against blacks, gays, women, and disabled, or anyone who isn't cis white males. I know some people are side-eyeing the Chicago PD given their history, but I think they were so quick on this case, and this is because it is high profile case.
Right.
Honestly, if Jesse wasn't a celebrity, they probably wouldn't even have allowed him to file the report in the first place, because historically, victims are rarely believed by people in authority unless they're white. A lot of people are saying that he set us back with this hoax, but honestly, the people who won't believe the next victim of a hate crime because of this case wouldn't have believed them anyway, and wouldn't have dismissed, and would have dismissed it as fake news.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's what I just said. And also, I think, like I said, I'm not one to take up for the Chicago PD, but I think the question you have to ask yourself is this. If Jesse was lying, what the fuck were the police supposed to do? Because some people sound like if he was lying, the police were supposed to cover it up. People say, well, I don't like these leaks coming out of the Chicago Police Department. It proves the investigation was messed up. Okay, I would buy that if y'all didn't listen to every leak that came out about R. Kelly and start celebrating it on the timeline.
Yes, sir.
I would buy that if everybody saw Robert Kraft get arrested or got charged with a misdemeanor yesterday and wasn't spreading it like the gospel and making jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm black too, and I love us, but I'm willing to laugh at the shit that's ridiculous just as quick, because I think that's really the truth. Like, I made jokes about it yesterday where I was like, you know, when it was Jesse, I was like, well, let's wait for the facts to come out. We don't know. You know, you can't, the police is just, you never know, Chicago PD. And as soon as they accused, like, R. Kelly, I was like, he guilty as fuck. He did that shit. Send him to jail. Do not pass go.
10 of the charges.
As soon as it was Robert Kraft, even. Robert Kraft don't even have a history of R. Kelly. And I was like, that white man did it. Beretta did that shit. You know? And I think there's some truth in that a lot of black people seem afraid to confront, on the internet, because it seemed like they're so afraid of being seen as a hypocrite. But you know what? When I made those jokes, a lot of people were sharing them, retweeting them, laughing, commenting, because I hit at the core of something that is funny about this situation is right. That we as black people have our hypocrisies too.
Mm-hmm.
We you know,
have our biases too.
Yeah, when we rooting for somebody, it's let's wait till all the facts is in. When we don't root for your ass, it's lock him the fuck up. We root for somebody and say, hey guys, I mean, we need to discuss criminal justice. Like, what should the punishment be? I mean, look at the way they don't punish white people for lying to the cops. We become all of that. And it's true. I'm not like, you know, searching in your heart is true. And maybe I can say it here because y'all already know I'm funny and y'all know that I love us and I'm not just gonna say no bullshit.
Right.
But I kind of keep some of that shit to myself on social media because people are so fucking obsessed with grandstanding. You really can't even say the truth on there and be like, hey man, but don't y'all kind of be, don't it kind of go both ways on this? Like, aren't we kind of laughing at Robert Kraft in a way that, that we generally don't like? Last week we were never trust the police in any report, and now we just got a report with his name in it and we were like, that motherfucker getting $59 hand jobs at the goddamn spa. Like, we was immediately on him. So I'm like, I don't know, man. I feel like sometimes, you know, we are just as human as anybody else, and there's something inside of that that we should be honest about. But as long as everybody's kind of fronting for the internet, not wanting to lose face for things they just said, or just saying shit like one week that they really don't mean because they want to support a black person, but they don't really mean the things they're saying, you know? So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, the one that had me falling out with you was like, it's a bad day to have the initials RK.
Yeah, RK.
That one made me laugh.
The Marques took an L yesterday, okay?
All the RKs.
Robert Kraft, R. Kelly. I mean, just, hey, watch yourself now. This whole Jesse situation just underlines the hypocrisy on the right. That was the other thing too that I had to admit, and one of the reasons I haven't been talking about this online. I don't fuck with any right wing people, and I don't really fuck with a lot of white people. So my whole view of a lot of situations is skewed because I'm only talking to black people. Like, I don't care what white people think about Jesse Smollett. Why would I ever go engage white people about Jesse Smollett? That's like the fact that I saw people talking about, like, what, Tommy Lauren or Ann Coulter or Trump. I'm like, why are y'all engaging them? There's no good faith there,
right?
You know, like, that's why people had that feeling that talking about we got set back by Jesse, because you've been talking to motherfuckers that already don't have no respect for us. You know, you talking to homophobes and talking to bigots and shit. Like, I'm not talking to them about this
because their opinion don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, because they never gonna come around, right? Is my point. Like, there's no common ground to reach with them, and they made them happy that he was lying, and that's sad. You know, it shouldn't, if it made you happy that he was lying, it says something about your initial stance on the shit. And then to be fair, a lot of these people are happy because they were called a bunch of names and shit that they would go, I'm not that. So I mean, if I want to be fair, there were people that I saw that I'm like, wow, they calling this dude homophobic, but I know this dude and he don't really seem homophobic. I mean, that's kind of a stretch. Like, you know, they're calling this woman homophobic, they're saying she don't believe Jesse, she's gay too. Like, why are they going at her so hard? And it would just be them being like, I just think the story sounds fishy and I'm not ready to ride on this until I see more information. And people being like, well, that makes you just like the bigots, that makes you just like the homophobes, that makes you, you know. And I could see how those people felt vindicated in a way that they were excited, like, see, I told y'all, I feel vindicated, now stop calling me names. The only problem is some of them motherfuckers took it to the next level. They was like touchdown dancing, and I don't think there's anything like to laugh or joke or touchdown dance about the fact that he, like, on some like, ha ha, yes, he was lying, thank God. Like, I don't know, that felt a little weird to me. I wouldn't have done it that way, I'll put it that way. Anyway, while they're having a field day over one person possibly lying, they're willfully ignorant and turn a blind eye to their Lord and Savior, Orange Christ, who is a serial liar. I just hope Jesse can salvage his career after this. I'm sure he'll be fine in a few months because people have short attention spans and no one really gets canceled. Yeah, I think he already lost his job for the next two seasons of Empire.
So you fucking up your income.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens with him. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what a counterfactual is for him, because I can't think of an example of somebody doing something so publicly stupid. I can't think of something equally as like, yo, what was this person thinking? Because it's not like Nate Parker, where he, you know, was like, had the sexual assault in his history and then just started like getting like, first was like, I'm sorry, and then was like, man, fuck y'all, and the only audience for his movie was black people. So it was like, I don't know what you was thinking, bro. I don't know if it's gonna be like him. I don't know if it's like Columbus Short, because that was a domestic violence thing. I don't know what else I would compare this to. And so we'll see if there's another person. I mean, we'll see if he's the person that quote unquote doesn't get canceled and is right back, or, you know, had to take a couple years off or what. I don't know. So
yeah, we will see.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of one all week and I couldn't think of one. Do you think robocalls will be ended? Yes, no, they'll try, but robocallers will find a way around it. 86% of our audience says they're gonna try to block the robocallers, but the robocallers will find a way around.
I agree.
14% said no, which means 0% of y'all said yes.
Right. They're not gonna stop it. Like, it's too intrusive. And what I started doing since we had that conversation, I thought about what you were saying, and I stopped karate chopping all the calls. Oh. And blocking them, because like you said, I actually might get an important phone call one day from one of these numbers, and that shit might be actually blocked. So, but it's just annoying. Leave a message. You know, a lot of times I just stop it ringing and just force them to go to voicemail. If it's that important, you will leave me a message.
Dave from Toronto, Canada says, hi Rod and Karen, really enjoyed this episode with Allegra and Mariano. They really fit into your show. You can tell that they're also fans of the Blackout Tips. And if you and your listeners would like to explore the history of black people across the pond, check out Africa and Britain, A Forgotten History. It's 4 episodes. You can Google, of course, and find it where BBC programming is available locally. Black History! Thanks, Dave. We had episode 1845.com. We talked about a lot of stuff on here. Some random thoughts. We talked about a bomb threat at Home Depot that turned out to not be a bomb threat. Talked a little bit more about Kamala Harris. It was a lot. We got 3 comments. Farr says, on that Kamala stuff, it's insane how much scrutiny she's getting when she isn't the only ex-prosecutor in the race. I definitely can't take anyone serious that scrutinized Kamala's prosecutorial history while pushing Joe Biden, who didn't just vote for the crime bill, he authored it, or Bernie, who voted for the crime bill and has no history of fighting for criminal justice prior to his presidential runs. Like y'all said, no one is clean in this. I honestly think you can't get to this level of politics without some type of blemish, at least not in our current electoral system. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, because I didn't tweet it, but I thought it yesterday. I was like, I wonder if the people that are celebrating R. Kelly getting put in handcuffs and going into jail, I wonder if they like a Kamala Harris type prosecutor over that case. Wonder, like, what kind of sentence they would like to see that man get. They want to, well, we believe in recidivism and, you know, but let's get some restorative justice and just slap on the wrist, you know, get him in some type of divergence program. Or do you want to see this nigga go to jail and where he can't never hurt anybody again? Because I know how I feel, but I just wonder, because I think people are very hypocritical on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit is for the people they like, or the nebulous like kind of people that just exist out in the world. But I wonder, on a case-by-case basis, what motherfuckers believe. Like, when somebody's a rapist, are they really sitting around like, listen, if this black person is a rapist and you put them in jail for a long time, you are the problem? I'm like, okay, if that's your beliefs, I want to see you in action. Like,
right?
Because there are some people that gotta go away.
Yeah, you need to be separated from society, and that's okay.
And motherfuckers want to act like that shit don't exist because it's inconvenient. But I see the truth in you when you see these motherfuckers you don't like get locked up. You don't be talking about some, well, you know, we can't be too harsh. You be like, lock them the fuck up. And I seen it. It be the same wokey woke ass crystals and meditation ass niggas. It be the same motherfuckers that's out there like, yes, we finally got this monster off the streets. And it's like, yes, we're not, you know, like, there are cases where you want to see this shit happen. So if that was your job over 20, 30 years, there are going to be some times where you're like, I don't agree with this case. There are going to be times when you did, like, if you would have had that job, people, you would be like, I can't find the perfect solution to this. I can't find this little medium. Not to mention many of the laws and shit that Kamala Harris and other prosecutors have been dealing with are a direct result of the crime bill that was passed by Biden, written by Biden, voted for by Bernie Sanders. Like, it's so weird the way people leapfrog around the shit for the white men in the race, and then just end up with, you know, spending most of their time shitting on Kamala Harris. It's just very weird to me, that's all. Bean says, regarding your talk about women in basketball, so much of what you stated felt like what you said sounds like a lot of athletic activities I participated in or observed. I'm sure plenty of women can relate. I trained in Muay Thai for a while before being a little injured and time constrained to school and work. And while I was getting into it, especially with learning how to strike and the coach wanting us to spar, so many guys fall into two camps. A, the ones who barely want to touch you because you're a fragile woman. Or B, the ones who want to knock you out and sometimes try to knock your head off because you're a woman, and that man is not going to be one up by a woman, and this is not a serious opponent, even just for sparring. It's one of the reasons why some of the women go at 100 right out of the gate, because we know we have so much to prove. Women will often hurt each other more because we have the idea ingrained into us as well because of patriarchy. It's like you have to be validated by the coach or by possibly winning several sanctioned fights or even winning a little fight before you are seen as valid by a lot of men in Muay Thai, boxing, MMA, basketball, etc. When I play ball with women, sometimes they will be like the fucking like strongest, like most physical and shit like that, because they have been, you know, having dudes go with them their whole life trying to prove some shit, or even worse, the, you know, I guess maybe not worse, but differently fucked up, like you said, the guys who are on some like, I'ma just let her shoot then, and then she end up busting your ass, and they go, well, I'm supposed to check a girl, and I'm like, nigga, we losing. Yes, she on here, ain't she? So people, men, the ego, male ego is so fragile, man. Have y'all ever dated someone who fetishized your race? Yes, and I liked it. Yes, and I didn't like it. Or no. All right, we got yes, and I liked it. 0%. Interesting. Yes, and I didn't like it. 24%, and 76% say no, that's never happened to them. Alicia says, mine is very weird. I dated a guy from up north who had a thing for Dominicans that lied to his friends and told them I was mixed with Hispanic, knowing I am not, because he asked me when we first met. Both my parents are black, but I do know a good bit of Spanish from school, and I wear a wash and go a lot. He also used to say dumb shit like, I don't even fuck with black women, but I fuck with you though. Wow, like, niggas, that's supposed to make me feel special?
Wait.
I realized that he liked my soft-spoken nature, probably so he could try to control me. I eventually had to block him. He was all messed up in the head, shaking my head. That's so weird. Tina says, I never thought about it, but I guess you could be dating a black person that would fetishize you for your race too. I just never thought about it, but yeah. Cause black, I know black dudes that have fetishized white women for their race. I know some black women that have even done the, like, you know, normally it's more comical, but the kind of like the white bae, white man shit. So yeah. I guess white people could have this happen to them too. I wonder if they would have the tools to really know what it felt like.
Correct. And you also would have, some black men that feel like they quote unquote throwing me a bone by dating me because right. I'm a black woman, like right. Almost like,
although that's not fetishizing though,
right? It's still insulting.
It's insulting, but it's not fetishizing. Is like, you know, I like your black like look and aesthetic, and the fact that you're racist, like that's my turn on, that's my, but I don't see you as a person,
right? So, and they can still throw that you're not like the other ones, which right. is the insulting yeah, part.
They definitely,
but
do
it's
that.
Definitely a form of a fetish, because like, well, why are you over here? It not trying to find it if I'm normally not on your list, so I'm right. not attracted to you. That's why it quote unquote might not be a fetish, but right. it's a form of a fetish, because it kind of checks off some of the same boxes.
Yeah, it's something. I don't know what to call that, but it's something.
Me either.
Yeah, and I have seen that with brothers too. The other thing too is brothers do it to Latina women, mm-hmm. Asian women. Mm-hmm. They're like, there's brothers that'll do this. It's almost like you said, like a reverse fetish of like, I'm with you because you're not like those black women, which is like a fucking head trip, because if y'all have kids, they gonna be, guess what, black.
As far as the world is concerned, no matter, I don't care what yeah. the fuck you, how you feel, the world will look at that child as black.
Tina says, upon meeting a potential suitor, before numbers are exchanged, I look for red conservative and anti-black flags, because they might be waving. If they call me chocolate anything, I'm out immediately. It's weird from any guy. If they ask me if I'm into white guys, I'm out just as fast. Screams insecurity about a potential coupling. Yeah, I can feel you on that. What if they call you Ebony? I feel like only white porn says Ebony.
And that's the only place.
I wonder if white dudes ever say that in real life. I'm into Ebonies.
Mm-mm.
If
mm-mm.
they
not unless your name Ebony,
that's a red flag. If they
that see, is a major flag. They start Ebony, but like, what kind of porn you watch?
If they see fit to announce that I'm the first black woman they've been into, it's a no.
Come on, like I'm not gonna be the first.
I also find that weird when, like, sometimes I'll see black people that are dating white people or married to them, and they'll like really make a big deal of like, and I know it's real love because I'm the first black person they ever been with. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that said. You don't even know what that means.
Right.
It can mean a lot of shit.
Right. It's one of those things, and to each his own, but I feel on that because particularly if you've been out in the field for a while, you might look, I don't want to be the starter pack, if that makes sense. Like,
well, it's like they're trying to say I don't have a fetish. Right. So you know that this is not just me trying to fuck any black person. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't, it doesn't mean shit to me. I could be the first black person you've been with, and that could be why this ain't gonna work, because you really don't understand what you're getting into. I could be the 27th black person you've been with. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It's really an individual thing.
Yeah, because it's hard enough to blend two people of the same race together in a relationship. Then you start talking about people outside of your race, so you're trying to blend two people, and then you have these other factors also playing in, and it can work out. It works out a lot. It works out all the time. There are people of all types of race, creed, colors that are married, happily married for years, but they will tell you, if put it like this, if it's done right, a lot of times it took work. It's not an easy task.
Yeah. If they see fit to announce that I'm the first black woman, okay, if they overuse AAVE, I think that's basically black slang. I forget what African American vernacular English. I don't know what that means. I'm out. It means black talk. I'm out. And if they tell me I'm a special snowflake black, I run. Oh yeah, you're one of the different, one of the good ones.
Run far, far away.
Sometimes I call them out on their BS by asking questions to lead them logically understand why these things are off-putting, and sometimes I don't. Hope this helps someone, because they can really be hurtful to develop feelings for someone who may never commit to seeing you as a fully developed person rather than a caricature of all their dehumanizing views of black womanhood.
Yeah, and a lot of that is learning you, learning yourself, learning your standards. Because like you say, once you get older, you'll be like, what I'm not going to be is a guinea pig. You know, but that's once you get a little older in life. But it's one of those things to where you live and you learn, and you got boundaries and you have standards and things like that. But it takes a while to get there. And part of that process is heartache and pain and hurt and just learning and stuff like that. And that's the part that nobody wants to go through. Shit, you got to deal with that, dealing with somebody of your own race trying to get together.
Yeah. And honestly, a lot of this shit is luck, man. Like I said, that's just another minefield of potential shit that any pairing of people is going to lead to some shit where you're not congruent, and it's going to lead to some stuff where, you know, you can potentially be hurt. That's the whole point of love. So I'm not really knocking interracial relationships and all that stuff, because to me that's just a different set of things. Like, if you're a man dating a woman dating a man, you're gonna have issues. You two women dating, if you're like, you're bringing all this stuff together, your families, your baggage, your dating history, your children, you know, any level of like trauma that has happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
People pairing up, whether it's two people, 27 people together, however your relationships work, even in friendships, you bring all this shit to the table and you're hoping that these puzzle pieces find matches with each other. So I don't think it's like specifically germane to like interracial dating, but there are some things that are just specific to interracial dating, and like that fetishization thing is real. You hope that that's not a thing where a person isn't seeing you as a human as much as they're just seeing you as checking off a couple boxes.
Yeah, like I said, and there's also one of those things too, like I said, you've been out there for a while, you will see a pattern, and that email sounded like somebody has seen like a certain pattern on certain behavior. It was like, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, you just hope that they not like that, to correct. Be honest, you know? And like I said, I've heard nightmare stories, but you know, there's also times where I've been like, oh no, this is a really decent, cool person. You know, like, it doesn't, like, they might be a white person, but it's not the, you know, or a black person or a green, whatever the fuck, green, what? Black person, Asian person, like, whatever. And you can come into it with trepidation, like, yo, I hope they not fucked up. I hope it's not gonna just one day they're gonna flip on me. But, you know, that's what love and trust and all that shit and putting in the time and the effort and having conversations, that's where it all starts to bear fruit, you know? So, yes, sometimes it is gonna be fucked up. And also, one thing we didn't discuss, though, there's also things you can work through.
Yeah, come on.
Because somebody, you know, it's just not something you're going to see a lot in public. But there, I guarantee you there's couples where they have, like, these moments where it's like, yo, you have some racial issues about you, and we're fucking married.
Right.
Like, what are we going to do? Am I supposed to just throw this marriage away, throw our kids away, just walk the fuck away? Like, how are we gonna fix this? Because if you don't fix this, I can't be here.
Come on. And you have to work through it. And that's when the person's put like this, that's when you know if somebody's real. Like when you get to the point where you're like, hey, these are the certain things, and we need to talk about it, we need to discuss this, and not in no mean, vicious way, because this is somebody you're intimate with and you love, so you're gonna have some form of compassion. But, you know, it's like, hey, if we don't discuss this, dog, I can't be here. And that's real.
Yeah. And I mean, for example, and because we, you know, a lot of times we talk about, right now we're talking about interracial relationships, mm-hmm. but just man, woman, how many women are with men that have fucking hangups about gender and sex and mm-hmm. Gender roles and all that shit? I would venture to say almost all of women that are married or entangled with men have had to deal with some level of, like, bullshit that you're like, you think this only because you're a man and you don't understand what my life is like. And so, you know, you being upset about how I dress or the way I talk or what I do around the house and shit like this, this is some man shit.
Come on.
And this is something that really you need to fix. And I can explain it to you, but it's gonna take that love and that empathy and all that shit for you to understand and see through your privilege and be like, oh, this is different for you because you're a woman, and me adding to your stress or whatever in this house is not giving you a place to come home and be yourself and relax. I'm making it worse. That's kind of a thing that happens in a lot of cis normative, you know, hetero normative relationships.
Right.
That's a very common thing. And yet women been dealing with it since the beginning of the time, and they dealing with it right now. So then when you add stuff like race in there, being from another country, maybe speaking different languages, a bunch of different shit, yes, you're gonna have other hurdles that are there as well. But I look at it like, you can get over that, you know. And then same, I'm sure in same sex relationships, you got stuff like religion, family, you know, whether someone's in the closet or not. Like, there's a bunch of fucking things to navigate that make it very difficult. It's treacherous terrain for love out here in general. So, you know, this is just a different form of that. All right, we had episode 1846, Return of the Burn, once again. Bernie Sanders is back, y'all. Mike says, my hair went gray about 30 years ago, and I'm fine with it. What bothers me more with aging is forgetting people's names. I hear you, Mike. Coco Pelly says, dedicating Break It Down to Bernie Bros and Russian Bots. Y'all are some fools. I love it. That is all. Thank you. Felix says, it's only been a few days since Bernie approached. He announced he was running again, and I'm already sick of him. He's still on the same shit, and the Bernie Bros are slowly coming out of the hibernation. It's been creeping back onto UK TVs and my Twitter timeline again, too. Good grief. Yeah, I made a joke where I was like, the Russian bots logging back in with some Bernie announced.
Come on, they looking at that timeline. That's a, let me get this dust. I'm back, y'all.
I am back, my friends. I
hadn't tweeted in 6 months.
People was tweeting at, some bots was tweeting at me. I copied and paste from Google, like, hello in Russian, and just blocked them. I was like,
not a Russian.
Like, fuck y'all, man. I'm not doing this. If y'all think I'm doing the same thing from 2015 where I actually tried to talk to y'all in good faith, I'm not talking to anyone in good faith this time. I don't give a fuck what you think. Mm-mm. I would block the fuck out of people. I love blocking people. It's really my only weakness, to be honest, y'all. Like, I just can't stop myself. Like, somebody say some ridiculous shit to me, I'll be like, ooh, my, I'm like the end of New Jack City. When Ice-T had caught Wesley Snipes, and he was like, I want to shoot you so bad, my dick is hard. Like, that's how I'll be on that block button. I gotta really help myself, cause sometimes I block good people for no reason. It just be like, I'll be like, nigga, what you say? What you, break yourself, fool? When I block him, and I'll be like, oh, I think he was saying he understood the joke.
And it's the opposite. You have to get me to calm down half the time.
I just got candidate PTSD, man.
Right, and you're like, we're not going through that bullshit again.
Like, I did this with y'all once, man. Y'all never change your mind, so stop talking to me.
Right.
On the Jesse thing again, I'm always gonna believe victims, but the more it looks like he lied about everything, the more I dread how folks are gonna react to any hate crime stories that go viral. He's giving the worst people ammo to dunk on people and feel emboldened, and the only people that are worse off are people he's purported to support for years. I feel bad for black LGBTQ plus folks out there that I have to deal with that. I'm really frustrated and disappointed in him right now. Lastly, yeah, I mean, if it's any consolation, I'ma just tell you, the same motherfuckers that wasn't gonna believe his is not gonna believe the next person. Don't stress about it. Don't stress about it. It just happens. You know, it's like that thing where people talk about like rape accusations, knowing that like less than like, it's like 6 to 8, like it's some small percentage of rape accusations that turn out to be false. And people always try to concentrate on just that small percentage so that they don't have to talk about the vast number of rapes that are just happening. They're happening. They are not being lied on. There's a vast majority that seems like that's where your outrage should be. But there's a lot of, especially men, that like to concentrate on the women that lie or the people that lie, because that makes them feel more comfortable. And they can lie and act like I'm doing it because I don't want to uphold rape culture. But you really are just upholding rape culture, because you're making it, you want to make the whole point being, let's punish people that accuse people of rape falsely much more harshly than we even accuse rape, than we even punish rapists. Like, that's how they feel, and that's disproportionate. But that is how they're always gonna feel, and those motherfuckers are valueless. We cannot listen to them. They're gonna vent, and they're gonna always cherry pick the specific shit to be mad at, and that's what the MAGA people are gonna do. It's what the homophobes are gonna do. But that's not something that we can be mad at. It's not something to feel mad at yourself about. It's not something to feel that, you know, like, I understand being mad at Jesse, to be honest. I do. Because, you know, I can see how people would be like, yo, man, you really used a lot of goodwill. Why? Why would you do, like, for, I hope it, if it's really as stupid as he just wanted to get a raise on Empire, like, that's real bad.
And it don't matter now, because you ain't got a job.
Right. And if people are, you know, I understand the people, too, that are, like, really, really, really holding out hope that he somehow was still telling the truth. I honestly don't know what he could possibly present in court that would make. Because, like, he's still sticking to it on some, like, it was white people in MAGA hats. Like, he even saying, like, even the dudes that are saying we are the ones that beat him, that's us on camera, he's like, and we know him, he's like, it wasn't them, it was white dudes. I don't even know what you do with that, dog. That's, I don't know how he getting himself out of that one. But if on the off chance somehow he figures out that he proves that it wasn't, you know, it was some white dudes or whatever, he finds the real killers, okay, then at that time I'll be like, okay, well, guess Jesse was telling the truth.
Come on.
But at this point, it don't look good.
He be telling the truth without a job now.
Lastly, man, I wish they passed something against hair discrimination over here too, because this is a big problem over here. The institutional bias are just as strong. Glad to see places starting to acknowledge this, and hope it sets a precedent for other places too. Enjoy the show as always. Felix out.
Yeah, and some places they haven't passed laws. I think some places.
Well, New York City, I think we literally said is the only place that has passed a law.
Okay.
That was the article.
The bulk of the country has not. Mm-hmm. So for most places, they've kind of relaxed where they'll let you wear your natural hair kind of out a little bit more, particularly in corporate America. Depending on what field you're in and things like that, they might, or your position, they might be more restrictive. But you know, I've seen people with more locks, you know, afros and things like that. like over the past about 5 years.
Yeah, that's not the thing. The thing is, are there laws that say they can't fire you or discriminate against you? No. That one place has a law. So I feel you, Felix. Because the difference between I hope my company's cool with it, and one day they could come to you and be like, if you don't got a perm or a wig, you fired, and there's nothing you can do legally.
Right.
Like, that's a big ass difference. And in New York City, apparently you can legally be like, no, the fuck, you can't get rid of me, and I will sue you if you do. Evie says, I rolled my eyes so hard when Bernie announced his candidacy. I'm not looking forward to another 2 years of Bernie bros defending his bullshit. He's one of the main reasons Trump will probably be reelected. Hope he falls and breaks a hip. Yeah, the thing for me that's gonna be interesting is I wonder how much the Bernie bro shit is gonna really be that effective when you spread it across 9, 8, 10, 12 candidates.
I don't think it's gonna be like it was before.
Yeah, we'll see. Are you romantically attracted to people you feel are your opposite? Yes or no? 39% of our audience says yes. 62%, 61% say yeah, no. Because we talked about the opposites attract on the show. Sean says there's a difference between complementary and opposite. Complementary means you have a lot of similarities and you match and improve each other because one of the strengths overlapping with the other's weaknesses. Opposite means you stress each other the fuck out and will make each other miserable no matter how good the stress may or may not be. That's what I'm saying. We read a whole article on it. I'm actually literally shocked at the results of this poll. Because to me, like, when you say I'm attracted to people my opposite, it's like, I'm a Democrat, I'm attracted to Republicans. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I'm a neat freak, you know, right. You get with somebody that was like, I can deal with dust. Like, y'all ain't gonna get along.
Like, no wonder y'all lives be so stressful. Jesus. Like, it's not like I'm an introvert attracted to an extrovert. Like, there's still a lot of similarities between that. There's not just, like, complete opposites. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, and also you have to be understanding to the opposites, and there's a lot of people that are quote unquote opposites, but they have a lot more in common than they do the opposite piece.
Right. Sometimes you may, Blue Wave Rider says, sometimes you may be attracted to a quality in a partner that you lack in yourself. May I suggest a new segment on the show, the Bernie Sanders update? The theme music can be returned to the Mac, should be good for a few laughs. Happy Blackface History Month. I would never do that to myself.
Nope, me either.
Can't imagine having to fucking talk about this nigga every week, yo. I can't. Like, I'm barely talking about...
We got to veto that one, boo-boo.
I feel like I'm barely talking about politics as far as Democratic candidates this year. The only one I've really been interested in talking about has been Kamala Harris, but that's mostly because motherfuckers have galvanized so hard...
Right, and they won't quit talking about her.
So hard against her that I'd be like, well, let me look into this. But if they were doing this to, like, Kristen Gillibrand, I'm sure I'd be looking at her, too, but... She really seem to be the only one the people I know, the wokey wokes, are like actively trying to like take down. And we'll see what happens with that. You know, I think these white women have other issues, but it seem to be mostly white people trying to take them down. Like the woman that's mean to her staff, forget her name. Obviously Elizabeth Warren and that Pocahontas shit. And then, I don't know what Gillibrand's thing was. I think she used to be racist or something. I can't remember what it was.
That's so much.
When I tell y'all I'm not really following the shit this year, that's what I mean. I don't even know everybody's scandals. I just know everybody got something. Mm-mm. And that's it. We'll see what happens when the fucking primaries, dog. Gonna do this with y'all this
time. And I don't even know people's name. Everybody throwing their hat in the ring. I'm like, okay, just let me know when it's time to vote.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm really ready for like debates and stuff to see where people's stances are on issues, and then we'll talk about whether or not I would vote for them. Because this whole I won't vote for them shit, hey, we did that in 2016. Good luck doing that again, buddy. Hope you live in one of the states where you can get talk that shit and it don't matter.
Right.
No. A lot of the I won't vote for people live in fucking blue states or blue cities and shit like that. So they safe as fuck. And they out here acting like, you know, the rest of the United States should just deal with their temper tantrums. No, nigga. I live in North Carolina. It's a fight.
Come on, to the end.
Motherfuckers already won they fights talking about some what everybody else need to do. Nigga, I'm in the shit. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Yeah, I can't afford to do that. Like,
they don't even know how fucking bad it can get.
Right.
It's so crazy,
right,
man.
Right, you fuck around, think you safe. Don't think they won't come wave over there too. Next thing you know, you fight like everybody else.
I be listening to these podcasts and they be like, blah, 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 rah, rah, rah. We about to hit the streets. We about to do this. I'm like, one, you not about to do shit. But then two, look where you at. Like, you don't, like, you can hit the streets, you'll be straight. You know, they not trying to take your fucking democracy away from you. You already got, like, you can shit on your Democratic elected, you know, officials and shit, cause you know that the next one you elect gonna be a Democrat. Nice. And you can shit on them too. I get it. But it ain't that safe everywhere for everybody.
Mm-mm.
EVE says on episode 1847, the PP girl. It was our Walking Dead review.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so confused how Henry is so naive considering all that he gone through with the saviors. He knows that there are bad people out there. I'm sure he has some idea about something happening in Alexandria, which is why the communities aren't unified. So to beat us stupid just baffles me. Is it because he's horny? Fuck that kid. Hope he gets stabbed in the throat.
Oh, but you gotta understand too, is that he was younger when, like, time has passed. So he was younger when a lot of this shit popped off. And who knows what they told him and what they didn't tell him. That's truth be told, because he didn't actually go out to fight. Like, he wasn't out there physically fighting with a lot of the things going on. Yes, he knows about the saviors. He understands about the groups and things like that. But I guess for me, I take in consideration his age. We've did a time jump. So there have been a few years that have passed where it's been a lot of peace, you know, during that period of time.
Tell her, Karen. Read her for filth.
No.
Yes.
But that's just my perspective.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I agree with you. Hi, guys. Turk says, I would like The Walking Dead to be like Star Trek franchise, have several different shows and movies over decades that allow new generations of fans to come on board, while us older people watch with nostalgia, but also give people years-long breaks to get interested again. The show's been really good since it came back. Do you guys think PETA survived the Z-Pac? If so, they are going to give the Whisperers hell, because of what they did to those horses. Well, yeah, there's a lot going out there. Also, I think PETA people just killed themselves so that they'd be like, now all the animals are safe. Also, Negan rhymes with vegan, but he had no love for the animals when he fucked those dogs up last week. PETA's gonna get his ass too. Yeah, PETA like, you should have let them eat you. I like that they gave us another clue about the timeline, since their vagueness has bothered me for years. We knew Rick got shot while Carl was in school on a sunny day. Now it's clear the Z-Pac probably started near the beginning of the school year, since Halloween was coming up within a couple of months of Lydia's family being in the bunker. I loved how Lydia's story was a callback to a few themes present throughout the show. We had Carol and Zeke both talk about how people needed stories to cope or accept people's leadership, and how people will accept lies or exaggerations if it makes them feel better about the decisions being made. Message. In particular, how kids receive such limited info, both for protection but also for adults to better control their behavior. Also, Daryl loves saving these abused girls. Somebody send his ass to R. Kelly's house. Yeah, he'll take care of it.
Come on.
But seriously, I hope Daryl doesn't get killed because of Lydia. He already got shot and impaled looking for Sophia, so it's not looking like the end of the result of helping Lydia would be good. Maybe. We'll see. Peace, Turk.
Peace.
Thanks, Turk, for your comments. And we also have a poll. The poll was, should they give Lydia back to her abusive mama? Karen?
No.
All right, the poll, yes, not our problem, or no, you can't give her back knowing what she went through. 44% say no, you can't give her back, which means 56% of y'all said yes, not our problem. Wallace says, at some point you have to pick your battles. Are you gonna save every abused person in the Z-Pac? The Whisperers are a threat to all three communities, and they will be dealt with, but Lydia ain't the hill to die on. Happy Blackface History Month, Ryder Karen. P.S. I like to leave feedback because you read my feedback. Well, you're welcome, Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie says, that's kind of the point, really, to be honest with you, Wallace. You figured this out. Jamie says, they should only keep that girl if she wants to stay, but I don't know if she worth going to war for. But honestly, it might not matter anyway. At this point, the Whisperers know they where they are. Giving her back may not stop them from attacking. They've already shown themselves to be aggressive whether you're bothering them or not. That's a good point. You can't really trust them, I guess.
Mm-mm.
But they do have, y'all do realize they got hostages. They got Luke and Alden. I mean, would you give up Lydia for Luke and Alden?
odds are, like, if that's gonna be the exchange, I could see them going, that's okay, they do that and she ends up running back or coming back, or they going to get her or some shit like that.
We got some emails. No voicemails this week. Miss CT says the Blackout Tips episode 1763, but it was Balls D Sports. Yo, so I'm minding my business, digging into the archives, and it was the episode where you woke up sick, so you all decided to play Balls D Sports for the day. I went to the salon, I hit 16 minutes and 15 seconds. All of a sudden, a country song took over. It's about the plight of the white man from the Southland, and then LL Cool J pops up on the song talking about, if you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget about the iron chains. No bullshit, I replayed this part of the episode 6 times. I was laughing out loud, on the brink of tears. Justin said, did he have LL's mama kidnapped or something? And then Rod said, fuck New York hip hop, I hate you niggers. That's 8 laughing emojis, just in case it looks fucked up. LL said, rest in peace Robert E. Lee, and I literally was crying. This is so much. Oh my god, y'all get on my nerves. I gotta listen to the rest of this episode. The annual membership, the premium content was worth this episode alone. I've attached pictures so you don't think I'm lying. The ladies doing my mani-pedis said, what's wrong? And I had to explain I was laughing. My god, they think I'm crazy. And she did post pictures, put pictures attached. Aww. In the email where she, her eyes is like crying, laughing, and the women, doing her toes. So, thank you, Miss CT. I'm glad I keep putting stuff on the, archives. I still update them every once in a while. I'm right around 1,000 episodes now for just the archive feed, because I have to do each episode individually.
Right.
So it's a pain in the ass, but it's worth it to know that people are,
listening and enjoying it. Yeah, eventually we want to get caught up where you can go and just listen to everything.
Of course, yeah. And of course, now, of course, all the episodes are still available right now. If you just go to the blackouttips.com, and you don't even have to be a premium member, you just search the episode and the play button is right below the the episode description. It's right below the poll. You can just hit play and listen to it for free. Alicia says, hi Ron and Karen, you may not remember, but in my comment I mentioned a prostitute giving her testimony at church and you asked to see it. Well, here it is. Oh yeah, she wrote in and said something about this reminded her that prostitute giving testimony at church, and I was like, I have never heard of this video. What is it?
Hi, my name is Tanya Massey, and I'm a backslider. Y'all pray for me. Bible said the food, only the fool makes the mocks out of God. He's nothing to be played with. And food in the heart says there's no God, but God is real. I used to come home drunk from school, laying up with men, out there prostituting, having all sex with my mouth.
Oh.
Licking balls.
Oh, the ref, the minister took the mic from her mouth, said licking balls.
Yes.
Wow. That's, she was just about to get into the testimony. I mean.
My mouth. Licking his balls.
He moved that mic so quick. They took the mic all the way away. Oh my God.
Yeah, he was like, nope, this is the end.
Prayer. Anyone else have a word from the Lord or testimony?
That was the end of the testimony.
Oh wow. That is so messed up.
That'd have been like, testimony service is officially over.
The babies, you know, it's almost time for Sunday school. We can't. The babies ain't even been dismissed yet.
Now you gotta deal. Mommy, what's balls?
Right.
And why was that woman licking them?
Okay. I was laying up with men's, licking their balls, sucking on their taint. I was sucking dick from the back. Yeah, I see why it was nowhere else that could go.
Nowhere else that could go. Have your kids confused. But like, yeah, mommy, my little brother sucked the baseball. That's the same thing. That's not the same thing.
I was jerking them off 2-3 at a time, all over my face. Just dicks in my face. You know what I'm saying, y'all? But the Lord saved me.
Mm-mm, nah, you had to cut that off. You had to.
From a life of just cream pie gangbangs, y'all. I'm just, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Nobody? Really?
Nobody.
Y'all just gonna forsake me. Like,
so y'all gonna turn my mic off.
You just gonna say you don't know me. Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know her.
$59 hand jobs to Robert Kraft. Y'all, that's what I was doing. Okay? 79 for an hour. Just old white balls in my face. Doug writes in, greetings. It says, episode1845.com. Greetings and salutations. Well, greetings and salutations to you too. I would first like to say that you are one of my favorite podcasts. The amount of content and consistency that you give over the week definitely helps me get through the work day. So thank you, Rod and Karen, for that. Not to mention your recast of The Walking Dead, which I'm glad are back, along with some wine, are very detailed and come with great perspective. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look, man, we just don't want to turn it into the shit on The Walking Dead hour. That's all.
Mm-mm.
Well, anyone can give you that. Also, you are so right about pickup games at the YMCA. I'm also located in and from Charlotte. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Guys' egos and their lack of passing frustrates me. Everyone is so scared of passing the ball and someone else scoring, or they do pass the ball and someone misses and they're not willing to live with it and get back on defense. I actually enjoy going up against stacked teams and beating them occasionally. I just don't care for the arguing back and forth or having to use my degree in coaching as a last line of defense to shut someone up. Honesty is hard to find on a basketball court. Thank you for your time. Hope this wasn't too long. It wasn't. And yeah, it's crazy, man. It's just different dealing with male ego versus women egos.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not the same because, you know, particularly when you're dealing with like straight women, just the things that are that are infused in us, like, this is the way it should be, this is the way you should react, this is the way you should respond. A lot of women aren't told, dude, like we talked about it kind of before, and we're told not to be aggressive. We are told to communicate and talk more and share your feelings and all that shit. And men, straight men, are kind of taught the opposite. And also, it's one of those things too, like you said, you have a degree in coaching, so you're a coach. So yeah, like you talk to somebody and they start crazy and you start spitting out plays and rotations and shit like that, then particularly if they've never actually played organized ball, they don't know what the fuck you talking about.
And last email, Donald writes in to the Queen Supreme Karen, mother of hugs, and the blasphemer of Kit Kats, the Honorable Rod, I send you greetings. I don't write often, but I love the show, especially pregame. Check this out. I'm not the wokest or the smartest, but I've been following the Jesse incident, and boy, oh boy, niggas are really telling on themselves heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Since when have niggas ever, ever, ever gotten a report from the police and been so willing to jump on the, yeah, police got that nigga, he lying, lock him up bandwagon? Whether he lying or not, it's not relevant to me at this point. Yeah, I guess, man. Like I said, it just depends on if they like the person or not. It ain't even that deep. Like, everybody trying to turn it into these, like, big-ass sweeping rules. Like, we never believe police. That's not true. We believe police all the time. We don't like them niggas. All the time. Okay? So, it just depends, man. The question then becomes, why do you not like Jussie Smollett enough to be like, I believe the cops right away? And even with this, to be honest, in all fairness, with him, it took a while before the leak started being like he might be lying.
Right.
It wasn't right away. It was just like the details that leaked about what happened. People was like, them details sound kind of weird. You know?
Mm-hmm.
People was, and like I said, I didn't really think about, I didn't really agree with or want to speculate that they were, that he was lying, because to me those details were not obvious of like clearly he's lying. It was just people wanting to be like they thought they were fucking CSI, like, so he had the noose on his neck, he still had his sandwich, you know, shit like that. I'm like, that's not even close to, like, to me that doesn't mean shit,
right?
You know what I mean? Those were not the damning details that y'all claim they were. But okay, you know, like, you must have been willing to not, you must have been really not wanting to believe that nigga, because to me that didn't mean nothing.
Come on,
you know, it's like they became Sherlock. His shoes was untied on the left, but he is a right-handed man. Now if you look at how you tie your shoes, I'm like, okay, that's too much. I've come to realize that all black love, unity, and justice ain't for all black folks through the eyes of the cishet black men. Well, that's true. I know you've seen tweets, posts, or whatever admonishing the Jesse dude, a black man who claims he was assaulted by white supremacists, and the police claim that he's lying, and all the while the brother protests his own innocence while being a victim. Fuck it, I'm using too many words. Niggas getting all righteous about Jesse allegedly lying because he's gay, bro. That's it. We say free every motherfucker under the sun for any crime when we know they're guilty, but we draw the line at staging a hate crime allegedly. That's what I thought was funny. And this is no joke. I had to block people that was like on some free R. Kelly shit because I made a joke about how when it was Jesse, I wanted all the facts, but when it was R. Kelly, I said, lock this nigga up. Mm-hmm. And they was like, they made accounts and they have like 4,000, 5,000 followers and shit. And they was like, oh, that's cause you a coon. You want to see a black man locked up? I'm like, but Jesse, what? Y'all don't care about Jesse. Y'all care about R. Kelly. Like, it's just these motherfuckers pick and choose who they like and then they operate backwards from there. It's so fucking weird. Get the fuck out of here. I listen, I get it. Case look flimsy, whatever, fine. But my black ass would be damn if I just take the police word about something like this. Homophobia so dangerous, dog, niggas don't even see contradictory steps they're taking. Mike Brown, Sandra Bland, many others are rolling in their graves. Love y'all, peace. I feel you, DJ. It's just, like I said, I would not make this is not my heel. Like, I'm not building my, any of my shit off the foundation of this dude. Cause I really do think, Jesse is probably lying. And I think for the people that don't want to believe he's lying, it won't matter what happens. Like, you know, we've been talking about the people that want to believe he's lying and how they didn't care about facts and shit. But the truth of the matter is the people that don't want to think he's lying, they also don't care about facts. The propensity of the preponderance of this evidence seems to be that he lying. Like, it don't really make sense that all this shit could, cause the cops had him beat up so he would go to the cops, so then they would frame him by using two people that he has written a check to that he knew that got texts back and forth with him asking them to help him out with some shit. Like, man, it's a lot. So I'm just willing to be like, yeah, he lied, and we'll next, let's go to the next thing. Like,
come on,
it's fucked up that he did that. I'm not gonna defend it. I don't know what his next step will be, rehab or mental health type thing or something, or if he's just gonna stick with the lie all the way. I don't know, but I personally don't think at this point he's telling the truth. And like I was talking to my friend the other day, and she was like, at this point, even if he confessed, I don't know that I would even still think that he wasn't set up somehow. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm glad she was being honest, but that's kind of the thing. Like, if people got their mind made up one way or the other, it's no amount of evidence that could change that. It's like, that's why I don't want to argue about it. You know, I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, and now it looks bad, so I'm out. Like, you know, I'd rather be consistent. That's not about me trying to be right or better than anybody. It's just the mm-hmm. truth of the matter is this shit looked like he lied, and you know, until it was looking like he was lying, he had my full support. So, you know, sad that you would abuse people's trust like that, but that's what motherfuckers do sometimes. All right, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to yes. the feedback show. Thank you for all your feedback for those of you who wrote in. Thank you for all our live people in the chat room mm-hmm. that hop on and get silly with us in the morning.
Yes, really mean peace.
We appreciate y'all. I'll actually be back with Bossy at 2 p.m. this afternoon. We'll be doing a This Too Much recap, which means I have to watch This Is Us when I get off of here and edit this show and stuff. So, all right, see y'all at 2 for my real this Too Much fans. Everybody else, see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
And until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.